This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. My area had some very cold temps last week, but then jumped up to 70 degrees. Your lawn might need one more mow before putting the mower away. During the growing season, your lawn should stay at about 3 inches, but this last mow should be shorter, more like 2 to 2.5 inches. The reason is to help prevent mold over the winter months. You could also start the process of getting your mower ready for winter, but first, I would urge you to not rake your lawn, but chop up the leaves with your mower and leave them be, or put them in your garden beds for mulch. I'll be using them to cover my newly planted garlic. As for the mower, always keep in mind that you should do no maintenance until the engine has cooled. If you start washing off your mower while it's hot, you can crack the engine. Trust me, this does not make for a happy home situation unless you want a new mower. It's best to run the fuel out of your mower or empty it into an approved container. Please no plastic milk jugs filled with gas. Use soap and water to wash off the accumulated dirt and soil, being careful not to soak the mower, especially around the spark plug. Then hose it off and let it dry in the sun. To clean out the grass that's turned to cardboard on the underside of your mower, pull the spark plug just to make sure it doesn't accidentally start. Flip it on its side and go to town. You can use a power nozzle if you have better control than I do. I get a face fall doing that. Wait to sharpen the blade till spring. Remember, a dull blade rips the tender plants, injuring them. Mowing chores are done for the season. Time to get out the snowblower. Oh boy! Find all this information and much more on GardenBite.com. And as always, find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.